Thanks, Leo, and I'm going to get right into it because I'm not sure I'm going to make it all the way through here. There's a lot of data to look at. Kind of another way to get at looking at efficiencies is these new efficiency fertilizers. It's no doubt why we're looking at these. It's pretty much an agreement. Fertilizer prices have about doubled since 2005, depending on which form of nitrogen you're looking at. In Georgia, recent prices probably up around 60 cents per pound of N. This title is not entirely accurate, I got to confess. I called an early look, but I have actually been looking at products like Agritain and ESN for a couple of years in individual studies. I guess what I was thinking was this is the first year I got to test a new one called Nutrisphere N, and it's the first time where I put these and a lot of others all together in the same study to try to take a look at them. The other thing is there's not only efficiency, enhanced efficiency nitrogen fertilizers, there's also phosphorus fertilizers, even ones for complete fertilizers. But in the interest of time, I'm going to stick with the nitrogen materials. Again, this enhanced efficiency fertilizer is a new term coined by the Fertilizer Institute. Two main categories, slow release. For example, ESN is a polymer-coated urea, granular urea. Coron is one that had been testing for years, Helena product, been testing for years as a foliar feed on cotton. The other category, and a lot of this, they can be nitrification inhibitors, urease inhibitors, stabilized for stabilizer additives. A lot of this really was generated when we shifted away from ammonium nitrate to urea, more urea-based fertilizers with the urease inhibitors, but it's kind of gone on from there. Some examples, again, the Agritain being a urease inhibitor, but now they have formulations that have nitrification inhibitors, et cetera. And I'll explain more about some of these as we go. So my two main objectives was basically to test and screen these fertilizers basically for yield. I put a lot of studies out. I unfortunately wasn't allowed, didn't have the time or money to take a lot of tissue data, et cetera. And then probably another part of it, the second objective, it could be a standalone talk, was I actually wanted to try to get a handle on the ability of some of these products that contain urease inhibitors or claim urease inhibition qualities in a simple closed chamber system that I'll show to you. This is a list of the fertilizers I tested, and you can see it's not a complete list, but it's pretty extensive. There's 18 on here. I'm going to show you studies. I have three sites. I did not put all of the materials at every site, depending on how much room I had at some of the sites. But for example, for solids, I had ammonium nitrate, granular urea, which is 46%. I had a 34% blend, so not ammonium nitrate, but it's a blend of urea and ammonium sulfate. Had urea plus Agritain, which is just a urease inhibitor. Agritain Super U is actually a urease inhibitor and nitrification inhibitor incorporated into each granule. NSN stands for Nutrisphere N. Again, this is just coated on the solid. And ESN is really kind of separates from all these others. It's a true coated slow release. And really, I did all these also in side dress tests. And it's probably not a real fair comparison, so keep that in mind. On the liquid side, used UAN, 32% urea ammonium nitrate. I did put 28005 in some studies. But then from here down, all these products were added to UAN. You have Agritain Plus, which is actually a dry flowable that you mixes well with the liquid nitrogens. You got the liquid N, Nutrisphere N, one called Exolis, which is a French company, and they're marketing it through a company out of Florida. And even things like calcium chloride, calcium nitrate, calcium thiosulfate, there's claims out there that these can help with the efficiency of uptake. So I wanted to look at some of those in some studies. And for something really crazy, added 1.5% adipolgate clay to UAN. I can tell you that one kind of settles out. I don't know how you would deal with that one in the long run. But anyway, it's kind of interesting. If you mix it up and put it out real fast, it doesn't do too bad, actually. But I got three sites quickly, what we call the RDC pivot in Tifton's irrigated strip till. Sunbelt Expo site in Moultrie, which is irrigated, was conventional till, and then ABAC in Tifton, which is dry land and strip till. These are all loamy sands. In fact, the RDC pivot and ABAC are both a Tifton loamy sand, and the Sunbelt Expo is at Dothan Loamy Sand. Quickly, materials and methods for yield, just four row plots by 40 foot long. These were replicated four times, randomized complete block. Side dress treatments were applied by hand. Normal growth regular applications and then machine harvested for yield. The volatilization study, which might not all, and there's a number of ways, different ways to do this. This is kind of just a quick and dirty method. It's a closed chamber, 6-inch diameter PVC pipes that are capped. You put an acid trap, and instead of titrating, you just basically, when the ammonia NH3 volatilizes, it gets trapped back in that acid trap as NH4, and you just analyze for ammonium N after 7 days. Here, I was limited on how many chambers I had, so I concentrated on just untreated urea, Nutrisphere-treated urea, and Agritain-treated urea, and on the liquid side, UAN, and then Nutrisphere-treated UAN, Agritain Plus, against an untreated chick. It does get a little confusing, and I can tell you can confuse a South Georgia farmer real quick when you start talking about urease and hip inhibition and how these things work. But I wanted to point out that the Agritain is the only one with a known urease inhibitor in it, NBPT, and now there are other formulations are NBPT plus DCD for nitrification inhibitor. I got these in question marks because these products are claiming urease and nitrification inhibition, but the mechanism is not real clear. Something to do with polymer-coated, yet it's not a true polymer-coated product. So that's another reason to take a hard look at some of these products. I stole this from Agritain. Appreciate them letting me use this slide. You see that they are different. Urease inhibitors, of course, block the ammonia volatilization when urea is converted to ammonium. And then the nitrification inhibitors block ammonium eventually going to nitrate, which should safeguard you against leaching. All right, some quick slides just to give you an idea of what that chamber study looks like out in the field. And obviously this is corn. I practiced on corn before I got to my cotton. But I basically just took this PVC, I pressed it down so I knew where my circle was. For the liquids, were real easy. You just simulate a band in there with a known amount. And you set your acid trap on it. Then you put your chamber on, and you can see I got a mark at 3 inches, and I pushed it into the soil 3 inches deep and sealed it. Just waited 7 days and then recovered the trap and analyzed it for ammonium. That's what it would look like with the comparisons. I did put this in a border row of the untreated check every time. You got to mix up. It is a little bit labor intensive, mixing up, getting your acid traps mixed up, getting all your products mixed up. The solids is a little more of a challenge because on a 6-inch diameter circle, there's not that many granules to put in there on some of these rates. But that's what it would look like. In fact, that's the ESN product that I tested in corn, and I didn't do it again because it really doesn't dissolve in 7 days to even volatilize. But that's what it would look like. Strip till site was a little more of a challenge, but I was pleased how it turned out. A lot of interest, especially granular urea getting caught up on residue. And I was able to simulate sprinkling those granules and getting them hung up on top of that residue and then putting that thing down. It was a little harder. In fact, that's the piece of equipment you need the most in this system is a hammer to get it down in that. I think I cheated. It only went about 2 inches sometimes. But I think it was well sealed. And that's what it would look like in the cotton. Onto the data, and I'm going to have to go through this pretty quickly, but you know, this kind of data you got to stare at for a while anyway, to tell you the truth. This is the first site, and we'll do the same for the next two sites as far as the pattern, how to present it. But these are the products they use, the solids and liquids. The end rate, I've done enough of these studies to know that you don't want to get your end rate too high. You won't see anything, so I cut back. And unfortunately, on two out of the three sites, I didn't cut back enough. Must have been one of those unresponsive sites or whatever. We still saw especially yield increases above the untreated with no side dress, but as far as trying to really separate out the materials, we didn't see much difference. Here's an example. This is the yield. This was a site where we actually had the liquids and the solids all together, and I got them presented here together. There's your untreated check, and I'm the only one that knows what all these mean. But actually, that's Exolus, liquid Agritain, UAN, ESN, liquid Nutrisphere, Agritain Plus, Solid Agritain, Solid Urea, 34 Blend, Super U, and the Solid Nutrisphere. Pretty high yields. Where's Charlie? Very non-Alabama type yields.
No, we got
two. I got some bigger ones though. The volatilization data I thought came out a lot cleaner than I ever thought it would with this kind of method, and I will present all these the same way also. The first three are the three solid materials. The next three bars are the liquid materials, and then your untreated check. Technically, I should subtract the untreated check from these, but I just left them how they are. And this is the just the concentration of ammonium in that acid trap. You can try to extrapolate this and convert this to percent of N applied loss and even pounds of N loss. But in a closed chamber system, I really don't think that you should do that. It doesn't simulate field conditions. This is really, in my opinion, just a quick and dirty relative difference. Do these things work relative to each other? And as you can see, here's the untreated urea, the Nutrisphere urea, and the Agritain. And then here's the UAN, the Nutrisphere UAN, and the Agritain compared to untreated check. So I think even though the statistics still aren't super clean, to me, I'm big on numerical differences a lot. You know, that looks pretty clear to me. And again, the reason, one of the big reasons, and Miguel Cabrera in Athens in our department in Georgia has helped me, one of the reasons is in that closed chamber system, you don't have the wind to come along and sweep this ammonia coming out and really to keep on driving the system. All right. I might make it on time. This was my most ambitious site. This is at the Sunbelt Expo, and especially helped with the farm manager who's in attendance today, Darrell Williams. I actually put all these together in one big study. This is 84 plots worth. And there's the solids. Here's the liquids. I really cut back. Our standard rate would be about 30 pounds pre-plant and 60 pounds side dress, by the way, for a total of 90. Cut back all the way to 30. And still, there's no letters on here because there was no statistical difference in yield. Again, if you want, I always list them numerically just for ease. At least the untreated check did come out on this end with ESN, 34 blend, urea, Nutrisphere, Super U, ammonium nitrate, and Agritain. That's the solids. They were all together, but you can't fit 18 on one slide and read it anyway. There's the liquids. Again, I listed the untreated check here. There's your clay plus Agritain plus, 28%. That's clay, calcium thiosulfate, Nutrisphere, Agritain Plus, Exilis, Agritain, calcium chloride, and calcium nitrate. All right, here's our second site of volatilization data, urea, Nutrisphere-treated urea, Agritain, UAN, UAN-treated Nutrisphere, and Agritain. Shapes, numbers change, but the shape's pretty much the same. Final site was late planted. As it turns out, it was following about 20 years of corn silage. So that should have been your first clue. You weren't going to see a whole lot. But we have real troubles getting good dry land sites, but we went ahead anyway. I dropped all the way down to a 30-pound side dress again with only 20-pound pre-plant, thinking I'd see something. And what do you know? Really unresponsive. Here's your untreated check, the second and highest. In fact, some of these came out under the untreated check. I even wonder if we got into an excess of nitrogen situation. It was pretty rank cotton. We didn't really have a lot of problems picking it, but no significant yield difference there. That's the solids. Similar story with the liquids. Liquids overall seemed to do a little better. I don't know if they were in a little better section of the field because I did these separate. There you go, Charlie. We're getting up around 4 bale now. And last data slide, volatilization. Dry land, which you would think urease inhibitors would be even more valuable. Maybe they were more challenged. I don't know. Time of year. I'm not sure exactly what's going on. Shapes are the same, but the volatilization is a little less there. And again, the Agritain product is outperforming the Nutrisphere, in my opinion, there. So in conclusion, looking at all these different materials, slight or no yield differences, although my end rates might have been a little high. In the future, what I'm going to do now, like I said, this was kind of a screening process. I'm going to narrow it down and maybe only look at a few of the leading products and go with multiple rates with and without the products to get better curves, et cetera. On the volatilization side, I think the Agritane is clearly effective according to this method. The Nutrisphere is ineffective. But you got to remember that urease inhibition is only one part of the equation. You know, we should be, next step might be also to try to get a handle on the nitrification inhibition part. And you know, just because it volatilized doesn't always mean, it's kind of a clue to tell you if you see some differences in yield, which we didn't see that many. So with that, Leo, I'll finish.
Appreciate it. I have a quick question. So you assume, why UAN show more volatilization than urea?
Yeah, that's a good point. I can tell you why. It's interesting. It's like Dr. Oosterhouse said about calculating how much to put on a leaf. You realize that when you dribble a band, it's very concentrated in that band because you are dribbling in a very narrow band to fertilize a whole 3 foot across row. In fact, if you calculate that, even though I went with 50 pounds of N in that study, on a per area basis, that's equivalent to about 800 pounds of N per acre in that little circle. So that's why the total numbers were bigger. Good question. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.